Elo ulo tachas tachas gomer in achnami. Ula has a special gzereshova to say that by ma'anis, when you live with your sister by knas, that you have to pay knas and not malchus. There's a special limit for it. He learns out from gzereshova tachas tachas. What? Ksiv Hawker says over here by knas, if you live with an arrow, if you manas a girl that's an arrow, it says takas asherina. It says because you a man you gave her pain, you have to pay the 50 shkolim. So if you manas a lady, it says you have to pay her the knas. Ksiv Hosim, it says in the parsha of Chayvo, ayin takas ayin. If you knock out somebody's eye, we take out your eye. And we darshan over there, what does it mean, ayin tachas ayin? It doesn't mean literally we take away your eye, but it means you have to pay money. So ma hasam, just like by chayvul b'chaveroi, the din is mamayna mishalim milkul eloki, that you have to pay money and you do not get malchus for the love of lo Yosef, is av kol hechad, the commandment of malchus, who are then here like by knas, when you live with your own sister, even though there should be two chiyuvin of money knas, and malchus because you live with your sister, tells me that memoina mishalim milkul aloki. Enachnami is supposed to get money and not malchus. Sasta maskona, this is Ula's limud. Saka machlokes Rashi and Tosfos of Yemis, Rashi's mashm according to Ula, it's a limud all over. This gzereshava helps us for kol terakula, that whenever you have money and malchus, you always have to pay money and not malchus. Tosfos wants to say not like that. Tosfos wants to say, if it's only Gzeira Shava, the Gzeira Shava is only over here, Takas Asherina, by Knas. In the case when you live with a girl, if you force the girl, then you have to pay a Knas and not Malchus. But it could be by other Chiyuvi Yatayra, Ula maybe agrees to Rav Yechanan that the Klal usually is like we paskin, you get Malchus and not money. We owe the Lachla next Monday on Rav Yechanan that the Klal is Milkaloki, Mamayna Le Mishalin. Tosfos wants to say it's not such a big machlokes. Ula has a pasuk only to tell us that by knas, you also have to pay knas. But other places could be Ula agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that you get malchus and not money. So far this was Ula's limit. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Rabbi Yochanan omar afilu teima achos enara. Even if you want to say we're talking about your sister, that's enara. Now it's our mission here. It's talking about your sister when she's enara. Well, if I can't, not our Mishnah only. It means Rav Yochanan saying both the Mishnayosin. It's our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makis. Both Mishnayosin are talking about when you live with your sister when she's an Ara. So, that it's a stira. How does our Mishnah say you get Kenas? And how does the Mishnah there say you get Malchus? And we know the Klal is you don't get both. You only get one, not two. So, our answer is, Kan Shehisra Boy, Kan Shehisra Boy. Rav Yochanan says, our Mishnah is talking about when you did not give Malchus, you did not give Asra, you didn't warn him beforehand. Since you didn't warn him beforehand, then the halacha is that you have to pay money. Our Mishnah that says, Mamoina, you have to pay Knas, is when you didn't warn him. So you didn't give him Asra, there's no Malchus. So that's why you have to pay money. But the Mishnah in Malchus that says, if you live with your sister, you get Malchus, that's talking about where you were warned. If you had Asra, if we warned you beforehand, then the halacha is you have to get Malchus and not money. So Gemara says Taka Alma, what do we see? That Kesava Rav Yechanan, what does Rav Yechanan hold? That Kol Hecha Dika Mamana Malchus. Any case where you have money and Malchus involved, like when you live with your own sister, you should have to pay a Knas, and you should also have to get Malchus for the love, the Asra Bey, and they warned you beforehand, don't live with your sister. So the Klal is Rav Yechanan holds, milk your lucky, mamayna le mishalim, and echanami. The klal all over is, you have to get malchus, and you don't pay money. That's what Yechanan holds. Our Mishnah says here, if you live with your sister, you pay a knas, that's medavka where you didn't give her asra. If you didn't warn him beforehand, then there's no knas, so there's no malchus. So where there's no malchus, and echanami, then avadi, you have to pay money. But then echanami, in the case where we warned you, and you get malchus, the klal is, milk your lucky, you get malchus, and you don't get money. For the Gemara, minolah Rabbi Yochanan ho. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this yisoid? How does he know to say that you have to get malchus and not money? So Amakra, the pasuk says like this: Kedei rishosai. We give you punishment means one punishment. So we dashin mishum risha achas ato mechayvai viato mechayvim mishum shtei rishois. we only give you one punishment and not two punishments. Like Rashi wrote down before, this is the pasuk b'chlal, that in the case where you do something, that you're supposed to get punishment of malchus and of money, that we only give you one and not two. Kedei rishosa means we'll give you one punishment and not two punishments. Now, which one do we give you? V'samachlei, right away the Torah says, aboyim yakenu. It says we give you malchus. So, you know, that's from Yechon's limud. That in the pasha, this is the pasha talk of Edom Zaymimim. Kedei rishosa is talking about Edom Zaymimim. So even though before we said Edom Zaymimim gets money, that's only in the case where the Edom wanted to make somebody else lose money, so they get money instead. But in the case where they didn't want to make somebody else lose money, then the Torah says, Aboyim Yakenu. They get malchus and not money. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's limud. Rabbi Yochanan learns out from Kedei Rishosai, and right away it says, Aboyim Yakenu, that whenever you have two punishments, the one you get is malchus and not money. The Torah says the parasha, when you hit your friend and you ruin him, you hurt him, you have to pay the five things, the doctor bills, the boishes, the tsar, and also there's malchus because you're over the love of Lo Yosef. And still we say the klal is, you have to pay money and you don't get malchus. So the Kuri, you see clearly that you pay money and not malchus, not like Rabbi Yochanan. For the Gemara of Achitay, maybe you'll tell me, Hani Mili, Hechad Layasribe. Maybe the din that you hit your friend, you have to pay money, is only when you didn't warn him. But maybe if you warned your friend not to hit somebody, and he's over the law that he gets malchus, Avalasribe, maybe you want to tell me, Milki Lokim Amoinalei Mishalim? You want to tell maybe in such a case, Enochanami, you would get malchus and not money? According to Rabbi Yechanan, maybe if you hit your friend, and you were warned beforehand not to hit your friend, that you're over a lav of Lo Yosef, that you would get malchus. So the Gemara, V'omer Rabami, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hako, Shem Boshev Apruta Loike. If you hit your friend, Hako, Shem Boshev Apruta. If you hit your friend, and you only slapped him in the face, that you didn't cause any nezek, any tsar, all you cause is less than a shavapruta. Shame by shavapruta. The tsar, he didn't damage him, he didn't ruin him, he's going to go to work, there's no doctor bills. He had a little bit pain, that's a little bit tsar. Maybe it's worth less than a shavapruta. The din is like you get malchus. For the Gemara Hechidami, what are we talking about? This case. What's Rabbi Yechanan saying? Either lo yasvibe, if they didn't warn him beforehand, am I like? Why does he get malchus? So what do you mean to tell me here, since it's less than a shavah pruta, you get malchus? If he wasn't warned before and there was no asroa, you don't get malchus. El apshita the asrabe. We're talking about here in the case of Avada where we warned him beforehand. We warned the person, don't hit your friend, because if you hit your friend, you're over a lav, lo Yosef, and we're going to give you malchus. Now the Braisa says, Rabbi Yochanan says, v'taima, why do we give you malchus? The less for Shavapruta. Only because what you hit him caused less of a damage than a Shavapruta. There's no damage there, Kamat. That's why you have to get Malchus. Mashmo is for Shavapruta. Let's say in a case where you punched him in the nose and he made a bloody nose there, he has to go to the doctor, that has caused the Shavapruta. You have to pay him money. Then it's Mashmo. Memoina Mishalin. Mukuleloki. Mashmo, in such a case, you would have to pay money and not get Malchus. So, Chura, you see, even in the case of Asrabay, even in the case where they warned him, still Rabbi Yochanan says, if you hit your friend, the locker is, we're going to give you money and not malchus. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan himself says not like that. Rabbi Yochanan himself says that we give you an omission of Naris, Knas, it's only where there was no Asrabay. But in the case where they warned him, Enochanami, then you get malchus, not money. And here by Chayvul, Rabbi Yochanan says you get money and not Knas. Gemara answers, "Kediyomer Reb Eloi." Like Reb Eloi says that the Feirish Ribsa Torah Edim Zaymimim Litashlumim. Reb Eloi says that Edim Zaymimim there's a Feirish Ribui that you have to pay money. So I tell you, Hochinami here also by Chayvul Bechaveroi. Hochinami, I tell you, the Feirish Ribsa Torah Chayvul Bechaveroi Litashlumim. The Torah was Marba Befeirish here a Chayvul Bechaveroi. You have to pay money. Sveinachanami, usually Rabbi Yechon holds the klal is you get malchus and not money. But when you hit your friend, there's a mefarish apostle. For the Gemara Behecha Yitmad Rabbi Loi, how did we learn Rabbi Loi's din? Like, for that also we need a pasuk. We had before Eidim Zaymimim, the locker is you pay money and you don't get Malkus. The Chur, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be the opposite way. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it should be you get Malkus and not money. So we have to answer like Rabbi Loi, there's a referish pasuk to Rabbi Eidim Zaymimim, you have to pay money and not Malkus. What's this pasuk? So Gemara says, aho. There's a Mishnah in Marcus that says, "Mi dino nuis is pliny shechayv lechaveru masayim zuz." Where two Edim say, "We saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000, masayim zuz $200." So we're saying that Reuven owes $200. V'nim tzu zaymimim, and later we found out that they were lying, and their Edim zaymimim. So lachar is like you know mishalman. The Tanakam holds, Ramei holds, you get two punishments. You have to pay money. The $200 you wanted to make them pay, you have to pay. And you also get Malkus. That's from Meyashita. Why? Shelo Yashem ha-mevino de Malkus, mevino de Tashlumin. Diver Rabbi Meir, that's from Meyashita. Rabbi Meir holds that you get Malkus for love of Loistana. And you get money for Kashya Zomam. So since they're two separate in your name, like, so he holds you get two punishments. He doesn't know from Kadei Rishosai. He holds you have to pay sometimes money and you get Malkus. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. But the halacha is like the Chachamim Oimrim, no. That the klal is, kol ha-mishalem ein aloika. Anytime you have to pay money, you do not get Malkus. So you see, by Edom Zaymimim, the din is you have to pay money and you don't get Malkus. For the Gemara, why? For Neymar, let's say the opposite. Let's say, kol ha-loika ein a-mishalem. Say no. Say better, we'll give you the Malkus. Because you're over the lav of Leisana. You said false Eidus. Maybe you get Malkus and not have to pay money. So Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi says, no, that the Feirish Ribsa Torah Edim Zaymimim L'Tashlumim. There's a Feirish open Pasuk that says clearly Edim Zaymimim has to pay money and not get Malkus. For the Gemara Hecha Ribsa Torah, where did the Torah say this clearly, that you get money? Michti, the Pasuk, let's see. Ksiv, it says, V'yasisim Loi Kasher Zomam Lassas Liochif. It says, "Be'edim zaymimim, what you wanted to do to him, that's what we give back to you." And it says, then it says, "Yad biyad, hand to hand." That means you have to hand it over. So, normally, what do we need the pasuk "Yad biyad"? It comes to teach us that dover hanitin miyad liyad. What you have to get punished is something that you can hand over from hand to hand, which means money. Money is something you can hand over from hand to hand. So the kitzam, there's a farish apostle here, Edim Zaymimim, has to pay money that you can give over to hand and not get Malkus. So that's why by Edim Zaymimim, the Chom Meshitter is, they have to pay the money and not get Malkus. Umani Umamin, that's money. Now the Gemara says, Chayva b'chaver renami. Now in the Pasha of Chayva, when you hit your friend also, Michti, let's see. Ksiv one pasuk says, Kasher also ken yasaloi. It says, what you did to your friend, we do back to you. Ken yinosin boy. Then it also says, you should also give it to him. Lomali. What does the pasuk have to say, give it to him for? So vidarshin, it means, dova shiesh boy nesina. It means you have to give him something you could give over. Oman niyu, what can you give over? Momin. So Terah says, clearly, when you hit your friend, you have to give him something back. What do you have to give him something back? Something you can hand over, which is money. So the kitzur is a farish apostolic in these two places, by Edim Zaymimim and by Chayvu Bechaveroi, that the din is you have to pay back money and not get Malkus. But usually all over, Rabbi Yechon holds that whenever there's two in Yonim, like where you live with your sister, and you had Asra, the locher is you get Malkus and not money. That's usually. Only these two cases are different. Yeah. I'll give us a decide to be hit to your friend, Lamaisa, there's Malkus involved. There's a Mamash Alav. Anytime you hit your friend, it's a lav of Lo Yosef. Screw it's Akashi, we won't smoke on how to hit your friend. The more you go to your friend and give him a pat on the back. Screw over lav of Lo Yosef. Anytime you hit your friend, we're going now, even if it's less than the Shavu Pruta, even though you didn't ruin him at all, there's no money involved, but you get Malkus hitting your friend. You're over the lav of Lo Yosef. So, Guru, how do you have a right to cloud to hit your friend? The more you pat a guy in the back, give him a little tap, the Guru, it's a lav. So, Rambam Mishmashman says that the lav of Lo Yosef is only by fighting. Mashmir, if you want to take Nakama, you want to beat up somebody, that's the love of Lo Yosef. But any time you do it in a friendly manner, you're not doing it to fight the guy, to like to be angry at him, it's not a derech of fighting, then it's not the love. That's not the love of Torah. It's time to go to your friend, pat him on the back, you don't have the love of Lo Yosef. That's what the Rambam says. Mashmir, that's what we hold Malach also. It's time to pat somebody, hit somebody, would be alright. The love of Lo Yosef is you go to somebody to give him a hit, that means a derech like you're fighting him. You're not doing it in a friendly way, you're doing it in a fighting way, derech nitzun, that's the love of Lo Yosef. Right, the Mar says, for Rabbi Yechonah now, my time lo yom kula. So really, the way Tosfos learns, the Yikam Achlekes is by our Mishnah, in the case when you manas your own sister. When you live with your own sister, according to Rabbi Yechonah, you should get Malkus. Where we gave you Asroah, you get Malkus. And now Mishnah is talking about only because they didn't give you Asroah. Ulis says no. Ulis has the Gzeres Shava of Tachas. Tachas, then in the case by Kenas, you have to pay money and not Malkus. Even in the case that they gave Asroah, as long as she's a Nara and she's a Psula, the din is you have to pay her money and not Knas. So for the Gemara of Rabbi Yechonon, my time will yom akula, how come he does not from Akzeir Shava? Like what does he do with the Pesach of Tachas Tachas? So Moran says, and Cain, if so, Pitauta Ervas Achois Chalei Segala. Like he holds, you can't use Akzeir Shava of Tachas Tachas. Of course, the terrorist is not like you. The terrorist says a love of Ervas Achois Chalei Segala. The terrorist says you're not allowed to live with your sister. So if you're going to tell me when you live with your sister, you have to pay a kenas and you don't get malchus, that's opposite what the terrorist is saying. The terrorist says a love, usually a love means for malchus. That's what a love comes for. That's at least the Havamina. Like Rashi says, in Cain, the potros bo ala choisami malchus, if you tell me if you live with your sister, you don't get malchus, you only have to pay money, but tal to lav shebo, you're being mevatel, you're taken away, the love the terrorist says there. Shoinish love of malchus. The terrorist says a love. And the yoinish of the love is malchus. So if you don't get malchus, like you're taking away the love. So that's what Yechon and Svara say, you have to get malchus and not money. For the Gemara, no. For the Gemara, if so,